Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting second. The shortstop, Sonny Jackson. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Mathews. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Norm Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Justy. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Dave Justy. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan moves to third. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews takes first base on ball four. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Butchek moves to third. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan misplays the ball. That's an error on Morgan. Butchek scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews fields it and throws to second for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Seaver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy hits a pop-up towards third. Reynolds settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Luplow. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Butchek hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Matthews hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Astros, 2, Mets, 2. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Justy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Justy is 0 for 1 in the game. Justy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 2 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Justy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0 for 2 in the game. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Matthews scoops it up and throws to first, with Morgan covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller is called out on strikes. One out. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 2 in the game. Aspromonte hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Buchek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bateman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Brand pinch hits for Dave Justy. Ron Brand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brand hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 3 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Matthews for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Claude Raymond now pitching. Ron Davis now playing center field. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Staub hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 3 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0 for 3 in the game. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bateman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claude Raymond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raymond hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-3 in the game. Luplow hits a line drive towards short. Jackson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 2, and the Mets 2. The Astros will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sonny Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buchek hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 3, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.